She's a killer queen, gunpowder gelatine, dynamite with a laser beam.
I'm a gorilla in a f***ing school, gonna pull up to the zoo. So who the f*** is you? I don't know. No, pull up on your blocks, we gon' blow. No, run, run for the pole. Hey, please, gas what I smoke. Fast in my dough, jump out the window. No, you can't get no money, silly. Silly. I just hear the stain, funny though. Funny dope, talking out his neck, pistol to his throat, bang, blow this cause he gon' choke, nah, bang, on the ground, on the floor, zone pick him up, take him to the mall,
to the fucking thing.
I'm riding through New York, skirt, bang, bang, finna go and shoot New Jersey up,
bang,
trying to take my chain, I ain't going, we gon' come and blow New Jersey up,
bang.
You want some? Hurry up. Try to rob me 30'd up. Just my volcanoes carried up. Cheese in my pockets, velvet up.
Hey.
I'm a gorilla in a coupe. Gonna pull up in the zoo. Who the f*** is you? I don't know.
No.
Pull up on your block. We gon' blow. Go. Run. Run for the pole. Gas what I smoke. Fast in my dough, jump out the window. No, you can't get no money, silly.
Welcome to the Catskill Clubhouse Radio. Live from the Catskill Youth Clubhouse on 90.7 FM, WGXC, broadcasting Acre, Catskill, Hudson. That was Chief Keith Finito. We're here in front of our studio audience, preparing to bring you, well, an hour of our Anything But Corona show right now. So I just wanted to say I hope everybody's staying safe, washing their hands, hand sanitizer, wearing their masks when they go into public areas. And, yeah, we will now kick off our show after the local news and weather. Yeah.
From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Daily News. I'm Philip Grant. Abby Hoover is reporting for Columbia Green Media. State Assembly member D.D. Barrett sent two letters this week to Federal Communications Commission Secretary Marlene Deutsch concerning the $20.4 million Rural Digital Opportunity Fund. The fund is the largest distribution of Universal Service Fund dollars available to communication service providers in U.S. history, and the FCC is now receiving public comments on the use of those funds. Barrett opposes the request for a waiver of certain rules regarding eligibility filed by Charter Communications. Charter, locally known as Spectrum, filed a petition asking the FCC to exclude some unserved areas in New York, where the company is already required to build out. Barrett wrote, and I quote, "Charter's waiver request is simply self-serving and will in no way benefit the residents of upstate New York who, even in the year 2020, are struggling to access adequate broadband by any provider," end quote. A spokesperson said Charter has completed the extension of its network to more than 100,000 new homes and businesses as of January 31st, which is ahead of schedule, towards the requirement set by the state for the addition of service to thousands of homes and businesses before October 2020. A March audit by State Comptroller's Thomas DiNapoli's office concluded that Charter has not fulfilled four of the conditions set out in 2016, and that the company failed to extend its network to an additional 145,000 underserved businesses and residents, including in Columbia County. The FCC is now taking public comment on the issue of RDOF funds. The funds are expected to be released in May, and you can read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. Eric Anderson is reporting for the Times Union. Instead of breaking even as expected this year, Amtrak saw ridership and revenues plunge as the coronavirus forced travelers to stay home. During a conference call April 23rd with reporters, Amtrak chairman Tony Casilla said ridership had dropped by 95% and the railroad is expecting to record a $700 million loss. The railroad has cut service significantly in the wake of the pandemic. Service to Canada and to Vermont was halted, trains were shortened, and frequencies were reduced. The Ethan Allen Express to Rutland and the Adirondack to Montreal both now terminate in Albany. The Maple Leaf to Toronto travels only as far as Niagara Falls. Amtrak Senior Executive Vice President and Chief Operating and Commercial Officer Stephen Gardner said the company was looking at introducing technology to provide passengers with more information and control. It is also limiting ticket sales to only half the capacity of a given train to allow social distancing among the passengers. Cleaners will also be on the trains during the route to sanitize surfaces and as a reassurance to passengers. Read the full story in the Times Union. Nick Reisman is reporting for State of Politics. Objections are starting to surface to the idea of directly mailing each of New York's 11.7 million registered voters a ballot for the June 26 primary elections. State Republican Chairman Nick Landsworthy said election commissioners lack the infrastructure or experience with such an undertaking. He said, and I quote, "They don't believe there's any way, especially in the larger counties, that the numbers of mailings and ballots to every single registered voter could ever be achieved," end quote. The state GOP chief is also concerned about first-time voters. He said, and I quote, "They may not be aware of the candidates or the choices on the ballot," end quote. Susan Lerner, with the political watchdog group Common Cause, is also unconvinced that voting by mail is a good idea. She says local election officials do not have the technology in place to make it work. Lerner said, and I quote, "The truth of the matter is New York is simply not prepared to make the leap to an all-vote-by-mail system without disenfranchising tens, if not hundreds of thousands of New York voters," end quote. Instead, she believes New York should make it easier for voters to apply for absentee ballot and extend the weeks of early voting. Governor Andrew Cuomo earlier this month made it easier for voters to apply for and receive an absentee ballot for the upcoming primary. Absentee ballots account for only 2% of the state's overall vote total every election. And you can read the full story at nystateofpolitics.com. And that wraps up the WGXC Daily News. For local weather reports, public meetings, community information, and COVID-19 updates, visit our website at WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a nice weekend.
Hello and welcome to the better weather. Today starts out cool and wet, and it just stays that way. Upper 30s this morning at dawn for most of us means low 30s up on the mountains, which means some may see some snowfall this morning. Rain lingers from last night. Sticking around until almost dark, the cloud cover will keep temperatures low, reaching only 48 degrees today, which will occur around 5 p.m. Overnight, things dry out a bit and temperatures return to the upper 30s. Tomorrow, however, will be mostly sunny with a high of 61. Sunday will be much like today, wet with highs in the 40s. Pollen levels are expected to be low through Sunday. The next high tides will be at 4:51 p.m. and tomorrow at 4:45 a.m. The next low tides will be at 11:14 a.m. and at 11:09 p.m. Water temperature will be 46 degrees. Sunset today will be at 7:27 p.m. and sunrise tomorrow will be at 5:59 a.m. Looking way up, we see three near-Earth objects are expected today, the largest of which is 139 meters wide. That's about 10,000 megatons of energy just flying right by. Solar wind speed is currently 369 kilometers per second at 4.1 protons per milliliter. The 24-hour predicted KP index is 3. Quiet, and there have been 19 days since the last sunspot. This has been the Better Weather, brought to you by the Catskill Makers Syndicate.
WGXC underwriting support is provided by Hilo Catskill, cafe, bar, art gallery, and performance space located at 365 Main Street, Catskill, New York. Waveform's WGXC is pleased to broadcast live from Hilo every Tuesday morning starting at 9 a.m. In addition, Hilo live events are streamed and broadcast in conjunction with the Waveform Radio Transmit Partner Program.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Melissa Alftermar and Tony Stone of Hudson, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and designating an amount of your choosing. Thank you for your support.
Okay, clubhouse, it's the fun house, it's the best house, bit of a mess house or stress house. We joke around or can be serious, so come here being versus or delirious. We don't make fun of, we don't bully, don't pull on the back of nobody hoodie. Accept everybody the way they are, just facts, cause every time we sign in we make a pact. Cause it's the clubhouse, it's the fun house, it's the best house, bit of a mess house, more stressed house. We follow the rules, community guidelines too, so nobody here acting a fool. We got radio, we got tracks, then we hit the art room and relax. Now we about to hit a throwback. Honk that remote, Bubba. You better give me the remote.
Welcome back to the Catskill, to the Clubhouse Radio. And today we are talking about everything but Corona and discussing some music. I just wanted to see how everybody's day was going on my other end. I am DJ Popcorn. No, say it again.
I am Sean Money.
And?
Hey.
DJ Wolf White is in the building.
Oh, yes, hey. Get yes, that technology sir. Working. I see you.
Yes, sir. We've got,
yo,
we got DJ Walter right in the beginning.
My levels is good. My levels is good.
Yep, we hear you.
Yeah.
I'm going to turn the computer up a little bit so I can hear you more. Okay.
All right.
Yep, I hear you perfectly fine.
All right. I'm limited. I'm on a limited amount of time, though, guys. I have some stuff I'm doing here.
Okay.
But I'm going to stay for at least 15, 20 minutes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. That's a whole segment, so.
Is that cool?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So.
Okay. So let's get it. Get out. Right. I can't win it.
So. How's sorry, everybody, talking about so how the daughter. How's everybody's quarantine been going so far?
Yeah, things are pretty chill out
I'm
here.
I'm pretty good. How y'all been, man?
Music and just like staying focused, trying to, like, you know, trying to involve myself with the music and still balance out with my schoolwork and things like that.
I've been pretty good, just chilling, sleeping.
Trying music. To get himself back in the rap game, yeah. You know?
That's what's up.
Check my SoundCloud, if you don't believe me.
Oh, yeah. What's...
What happened? Okay, but, you know. Before,
we keep rolling.
Yeah. Before,
I said you had to put some new music out there.
Yep, two new songs.
Okay.
Yeah.
Later.
You know, just made sure that, like, the people who support me have, like, you know, have, like, listened to, like, my music, so I wanted to, like, give them something to listen to while, you know, they were in quarantine, in case, like, you know, some of their favorite artists aren't dropping right now. And yeah.
Yo, I feel like you're on trend. Like, a lot of people dropping quarantine specific drops right now. We got quarantine battles. Like, yeah. There's a lot going on.
You got artists coming. That's on fire. Number one spot on the billboards right now. So.
Quarantine battles hitting, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, who's got you inspired?
Me?
The one that really inspired me the most was the Babyface. I don't know if kids might not know who I'm talking about. Babyface is a songwriter from like the early 80s, probably before I was. They the ones who inspired the Neptunes, which is Pharrell and them.
Mm-hmm.
And the battle was like, it was so crazy. That was my favorite. I want to see new battles with the new artists, the young kids.
That's what you want to see?
Yeah, I want to see some new battles with the younger artists.
Yo, Bubba, yep. DJ Popcorn, hey. Who would you want to see battle?
Right now, I'm kind of invested in sort of a battle right now. I've been, you know, going through with the whole Uzi Cardi trend right now. Those two are going back and forth, trolling each other, tweeting the same things. I think that they're like their quote unquote beef is fake, and we're just waiting for the whole lot of red feature. But you know. We got trolled bad. All saw a whole lot of rubbers dropping last night, didn't drop, but that's okay, you know. I may have sat there refreshing his all his pages, but that's okay, you know.
Yo, you keep getting this though. I feel like every week it's the same story. It's sad. Makes you feel for you.
That's tough.
I mean, we'll get it eventually, you know. I did that for Eternal It Takes, so and it worked. Eventually it just happened, and I happened to be suspended on the same day, so it was perfect. I had time to
look at that. The stars aligned.
Maybe set up. You may have to wait a year from now.
Yeah. Or we might just get it in May, because I heard some rumors that we might get it.
Yeah, I hear. I feel like we're gonna get a lot of things in May.
Yeah, I feel like May and June are gonna be like the main months for people to like start like dropping. Like the bigger artists are like actually gonna get more out there.
I don't know the whole hype around May,
but I just feel like everybody's gonna like really like bring out like the true artists in themselves with all this time that they have. Some people can't really do that because, like, you know, their label and whatnot, and they might have, like, copyright troubles and things like that. But everybody else, as far as I'm concerned, like, you know, like, I feel like they, like, now, like, a lot of people have, like, the freedom to, like, drop because their labels are going to need that extra cash just to keep themselves on top when this whole quarantine thing is over. So I feel like they want, like, everybody working, you know, a little bit harder than they were before. Like, a lot of artists were, like, a little bit more, like, quiet and like a little bit more in the dark about what they're dropping, and like they just drop at a random time. Now it's like, oh, they have scheduled releases now, you know. Now all of a sudden people are making like their albums off of like just some like their leaked songs that like everybody's been waiting for, because that's gonna also put them on top, because if you know the amount of hype that's been surrounding the songs, it's gonna, you know, it's gonna boost it more if they actually get out there. So
a quarantine battle that I want to see is Lil Tecca
and
someone. I'm not sure who.
But right now for me, like, I feel like the two, like, some of like the two most like lyrical people right now, I feel like, you know, with like Chief Keef and Lil Durk, as DJ Walter White mentioned earlier, I'm gonna see those two go at it. That could be something, because I thought I heard some shots on on the Lil Uzi Vert, Lil Durk song.
So. I want to. Oh.
Oh, it's the No Auto. Well, I don't know if it was the remix, but. I guess so.
I just thought of someone I want to hear.
So, you know. Go ahead.
Lil Baby and the Baby.
They're friends. I don't think
that's. Yeah, but like. Just as like a.
Just like as like. Yeah, fighting like over the charts, then yeah.
Yeah, like, just sounds like a.
If fun. So, because I'm pretty sure Uzi has the charts right now, so. Yeah.
The Baby just dropped, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Got that mask on.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty nice silky he had on. That was pretty nice. But I've got a quick song for you guys to listen to. Just like, you know, I've got a quick Chief Keef song that I can just drop a little bit of it, maybe 2 or 3 minutes for. It's called Earned It by Chief Keef, produced by Young Chop on the beat. And I'll let you guys listen to this, and we'll be back.
Sounds good.
Hey, to the saying? Change on. I'm still coming. All this while I still up. All this on there. Still up 300. I'm still 600. The recipe's left still. The recipe's left more. The recipe's all I got. The recipe's old. Nigga, recipe big blow. Gang, gang. Nigga, front street. 061. Bang, bang. Nigga, gang, gang. Gang in his. Bang.
I got all my mother. Jury on.
Jury on.
You can try to flash like your. Wanted. You don't want these bullets flying like some karma. You a motherfucker, Kermit. I'm a glow man, I don't need a garment. And I'm hotter than a furnace. Take a Tuka blunt, then I burned it. And I spend this money, cause I earned it. That bitch got me on the phone, she ain't want it. Told that don't call my phone with all that nonsense.
Don't call my phone with all that nonsense.
I'm getting to the guap, choppy guap, baby.
Get to that guap, baby.
Smoking on this blunt. This stunk it.
This shit stank, baby.
I mean, stunk it.
Gang, baby.
I'm rolling with the funk it.
Gang, baby.
Cars pull me over, they don't want it.
Dang, dang, baby.
They just wanna say they lock me up.
Sosa.
Sosa. Cause they know Sosa. I got a lot of bucks.
She's Sosa.
But I'm by them right out.
I ain't broke. I ain't broke.
They ain't get no money, it ain't a joke.
It ain't a joke.
You better get some money for your mama or your
shit.
Boy, your better not be broke,
bitch.
I spent 4 bands on a coat.
On a Montclair.
I spent the band on some loafs.
On some God.
I spent the 100 on my Air Force Ones.
On my Ones, yeah.
The stumper and the Air Force Ones.
Air Force Ones, yeah.
I don't need a jet on Air Force One.
Air Force One, yeah.
I'm a president in the sun,
like Obama, yeah.
Sold a bitch for 5,000 and left her one.
I left her one, yeah.
And threw that in Nusher Club.
In Nusher Club, yeah.
Blessing, this ain't what they want.
Ain't what they want.
I up this pump and fill a up.
Tough.
Riding down my block, no, this ain't score, what they score. Want.
What they want?
We up these pistols, hit a
I got
up my mother. Jury on.
Jury on.
You can try to flash like your.
Want
it.
You, want it?
You don't want these bullets flying like some corn. You a motherfucker,
Kermit.
I'm a glow man, I don't need a garment.
I don't need a garment.
And I'm hotter than a furnace. Take a Tuka blunt, then I burned it. And I spend this money, cause I earned it.
Now you feel it.
Hey. Smoking dope like a chiller,
like a chiller.
Tag on my hip, that mean it is feeling me.
It's feeling chief.
These ain't no kin to me, no friend of me.
Hell no.
These enemies.
Bite.
Hey, did he go off?
Hey.
Welcome back.
Hey, I up it, so, then my he go off? Bite.
That was a bit of a snip from a song. You know, it's really long, so we wanted to cut our time before, you know, so we can play a bit of a song before we go back in. And, yeah. So, we're back. I am DJ Popcorn.
I am DJ Sean Money.
Hey, DJ Pheebs. And I think we lost DJ Walter White, but it was good to have his voice on for a minute on Clubhouse Radio.
It was.
Technology, you know, it takes a minute. I think most people who listen to radio at this point are like, we get it. It's hard out there. Thanks for making the work happen.
You know, I'm just appreciative of, like, the people who, like, want to sit down and listen. So that's...
Yeah.
Yeah, huh? Respect to the listeners. We appreciate you.
Woo! Facts. Shout out to all y'all listeners out
you
there.
You guys are very much appreciated.
Yeah.
So, like I was saying, like, with these quarantine battles, like, you know, like, Chief Keef, he's one of my biggest inspirations with, like, just not even just me rapping. Like, I used to just, like, listen to him as a kid, like, this man to me, like, and he put, like, a whole lot of people on, like, the map, like, on
it
the
just
rap
hit
scene.
Different.
He just, you know, it's just, Chief Keef, he's just that man, you know, he's Chief Keef.
When you think about, like, being a producer, or just a song maker, like, what qualities about him, like, inspire you? Like, what do you want to grow into in your music career that he represents to you?
He's just, like, he can do everything for me. I feel like that's why I like him so much. Like, he can make a song about anything. Like, he can, like, just sit there and he'll make, like, the most, like, pointless song, and he'll make anything sound good. But Chief Keef talks about, like, like a lot of real stuff in life, like, you know, like girls only wanting you for your money, things like that. Like, you know,
but if you didn't have money,
just like coming, you know, just like
I mean, the song hits hard. Like, he's bringing it like it's real. Like,
you know, just bringing it like how he would talk to you. Like, if he was like Chief Keef, would be like a super great motivational speaker. He might curse a little bit, but you know.
Yeah, cursing can be inspiring, though, you know, if it really gets you going.
Yeah, I mean, he's Chief Keef, he can do that.
He's
his own boss.
Yeah, Chief Keef is just Chief Keef. He can't change that. Like, he, like, created, like,
When he talks about, like, earned it, you know, and you think about what it means to, like earn
clout, earn respect, in the world as it is.
What does it mean, you know, like, what inspires you? What does it feel like to you when you feel like you've earned it?
Yeah, just like little phone positive, like, his own boss.
For me, like, me being my own boss, that's a good thing. I don't know if I'll, like, ever get signed or anything, or if I'll ever, like, go to, like, some, like, to a sort of label or make my own label, hopefully, one day.
That would be cool.
Just,
like, I look up to Chief Keef as, like, someone who, like, Chief Keef is not gonna, like, just sit there and take anything. I don't, like, he's not that kind of person who's gonna, like, sit there and bite his tongue if there's, like, there's somebody out there, like, someone, like, disrespecting his hometown, like, coming on his turf, like, you know? Like, that's, like, like, Chief Keef is a leader in his own way. Like, everybody, like, other people may see him as, like, oh, he's a gang star, he does this. Like, oh, Chief Keef does this, he does that, he smokes weed, okay. Yeah, but, like, he can still be an inspirational person at the same time.
Yeah, I appreciate you holding the balance, you know? Like, people are complicated, and I feel like a lot of times rap gets dismissed with these, like, stereotypes about what it's about, but, like, the depth of, like, the connection and earned it and pride and, like, showing up is, like, profound, you know, and inspiring the next generation of people, like, both of you.
Yeah, like, just, like, I feel like a lot of people, like, once they start to get that little bit of success, like, it gets to their head, and Chief Keef wasn't one of those people. Like, he stayed real to, like, the people who, like, who are, like, really there for him, you know?
Respect, like, right? Like, actually about bringing his people with him.
If I ever blow up one day, or if I, like, get successful, rich, start my own business, anything like that, like, I'm definitely gonna bring my people with me. It doesn't matter, like, who, doesn't matter, like, what they did to me, like, you're my person, like, you're with me, you're my, like, you're my people, like, I'm gonna bring you with me no matter what you did in the past, like, you're still my person, like.
Yeah, like, day one's, like,
like,
respect,
you know, like, it's just like if someone's, like, ever been there, like, for you, just, like, emotional, you know, just, like, things that you are going through at the moment, and just, like, difficult times as such, just, like, trying to, like, force yourself, you know, like, some people, like, go through a lot of things, like, people feel different every day, everybody experiences different emotions every single day.
Yeah, and, like, the day one people, like, they know you, right? Like, there's, yeah, like, they're not just there for your clout, for your whatever. Yeah, like, they want to be there for
something's
you.
Something's wrong.
Yeah, because if you know, if there's someone there for your clout, you're going to pick that up real quick.
Yeah, you're automatically going to know. It's very obvious. Like, the other day, like, I was just, like, scrolling through my Instagram, and, like, someone, like, I've, like, that goes to my school that I, like, I've never even talked to. Like at all, like, I don't even know them, like, and I've never even, like, talked to them, like, seriously before, like, just, like, had, like, a super, like, civilized conversation with them, like, and they were, like, oh, they contacted me, they were, like, oh, one of your songs, like, really spoke to me. I was, like, thank you, like, it's, like, that kind of stuff, like, means a lot to me. Like, when I touch someone, like, it just, like, it brings, like, that sense of, like, if I can help people, you know, like, if I, like, continue to do this, like, maybe, like,
maybe it could end up somewhere, like,
like, yeah. I'll, like, actually have, like, a focused future for myself, you know?
Inspired. I'm inspired,
bro.
Yeah.
Yeah, bro.
Your time flies when you're talking music, huh?
Yeah, right. What time is it?
Almost 6:30.
Oh, my.
So I'm just gonna play a quick little song.
Yeah.
Maybe play you guys some Lil Uzi Vert.
Whoa.
No, I'm just kidding. I'm gonna play Holy Moly by Blueface.
Holy moly.
We're pretty good,
you know, and just, like, hopefully this song, it's just a song that I listen to in the morning, just, like, you know, gets me a little excited,
gets me pumped up,
yeah, and, you know, I'll just like let you guys listen to this and then the news, and we'll be right back. Bye, guys.
Holy moly, donut shop, say to the guys, holy moly, donut shop.
Holy moly, donut shop.
Holy moly. 40, leave them like a donut. Holy moly. Pull up like Genoa. Can't wear the rollie without the polo. Holy, holy moly. 40, leave them like a donut. Holy moly. Pull up like Genoa. Can't wear the rollie without the polo. Holy, holy. Can't wear the rollie without the polo. Twin Glocks named Zach and Cody. Party pooper just like Mr. Mosby. Do a mission in my sprinter van. Hop out, sprinting. Hit him in the back, rip through his stomach. The club up, ain't tell I was coming. Hit, and I ain't even had to punch it. Other 23 like jumping. Just in case you try to jump it.
Jumping.
Holy moly. 40, leave him like a donut. Holy moly. Pull up like Genoa. Can't wear the rollie without the polo.
Holy.
Moly, 40, leave him like a donut.
Holy moly,
pull up like Genoa. Can't wear the rollie without the polo.
Holy, Glock got it. I'm a on that. Put my gun to his lip like he kissing that. This house, I ain't sending no diss. You childish, little. I'm a grown up. Put this like a donut. If a wants more, we gon' roll up. Make him bite the dust. Every time that I know I'm not missing. Leave that boy dry like a Popeyes. Up in the head, better keep your distance. Pull up in like Andrew Wiggins.
Holy moly, 40, leave him like a donut.
Holy moly,
pull up like
Genoa.
Can't wear the rollie without the polo.
Holy
moly, 40, leave him like a donut.
Holy moly,
pull up like Genoa. Can't wear the rollie without the polo.
Holy.
From the WGXE newsroom. This is the WGXE News Update. I'm Philip Grant. The Columbia paper is reporting the Germantown Board has announced that financial support is now available for Germantown business owners from the Germantown Business Recovery Fund. The board made the announcement in conjunction with the town's Economic Development Advisory Committee and with the administrative support of the Columbia Economic Development Corporation. The Recovery Fund provides eligible Germantown businesses with cash grants. The criteria to qualify for this fund is different from what is required for the countywide fund and I quote, was designed to be more inclusive of the diversity of Germantown's businesses, end quote. Those businesses not eligible for the countywide fund have a good chance of being eligible for the Germantown fund. Applications are due by May 1st at 4 p.m. Information about the program, as well as the application, can be found at Choose Columbia website. Bethany Bump is reporting for the Times Union. The New York State Nurses Association is creating a program that would redeploy nurses from upstate hospitals to the front lines of the COVID-19 crisis in New York City. Hundreds of upstate nurses have expressed interest in helping overwhelmed hospitals downstate, the union said. A program that sends them to areas in need could keep nurses working at a time when many are facing layoffs, furloughs, and reduced hours due to the pandemic's impact on hospital revenues, they said. Many details of the Upstate COVID Nurse Corps, as it has been dubbed, are still being negotiated. Christy Barnes, a union spokesperson, said at least one major hospital system upstate and six hospitals downstate have expressed a willingness to participate. Barnes said, and I quote, "There are upstate hospitals that are paying for nurses to sit on their hands, and we're saying if you're still paying them, at least in the short term, before layoffs or furloughs, send them down where they're needed," end quote. New York has agreed to pay costs associated with travel, food, and accommodations, but other details remain to be worked out, she said. The union is trying to get Albany Medical Center on board and has presented the health facility with two proposals, one to join the Nurse Corps program and another to settle a one-year emergency COVID contract. Read the full story in the Times Union. MidHudsonNews.com is reporting State Senator Sue Serino is calling on the New York State Bridge Authority to delay raising bridge tolls on the five Hudson River crossings in the Mid-Hudson Valley. The first scheduled increase is set to take effect on May 1st, but the Hyde Park Republican said considering the paused economy with COVID-19, the toll increase should be put on hold. She said, and I quote, "Right now, when you think about it, it is our essential workers, our nurses, and our doctors that are using the bridge. So at this time, I think we should be holding off just like we have held off on a lot of other things for a few months until we get through with this COVID episode, and is all we are asking the bridge authority to do. I know they spent a lot of time and they haven't had a raise in 10 years, so we understand that, but I think the timing of this is really not great," end quote. In the meantime, the Bridge Authority has communicated that the new tolls will take effect May 1st and that the majority of drivers will see an increase of a dime. Read the full story at MidHudsonNews.com. And that wraps up the WGXC News Update. For local weather reports, public meetings, community information, and COVID-19 updates, visit our website at WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a nice weekend.
Here's what we do at the clubhouse. 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 Here's what
Welcome
we do
back
the clubhouse.
To the Clubhouse Here's Radio, the clubhouse. Live from the Catskill Youth Clubhouse on WGXC 90.7 FM. And I am DJ Popcorn.
I'm DJ Sean Money.
And?
Hey, it's DJ Phoebs.
So, during the break, you were discussing a little bit of that toxicness and how social media can really get to you during this time. And, mm-hmm. Because before it can for me, social media can really worry you. That's really what pushed more of me trying to be more sanitary with the whole corona thing. Because, social media, it scared me more than ever. Because, once I seen, the death rates and things like that.
I was like, at first I was like, nah, this can't be real, right? Look that young girl. Oh, that's real.
Yeah, I just
That blew me away.
Yeah, I just
I mean, right, because it, started out with this thing that everyone was like, oh, yeah, whatever. There's 10 people in California. What's the problem?
Yeah, it's not going to reach us.
It's not going to get to me.
And now there's 43,800 cases confirmed in Queens.
A month later, it's a world outbreak. That's crazy.
43,824, apparently.
Is that right now, or is that
That's right now.
That's right now.
That's as of today.
This point, as of today. That's
43,824 is what you're telling me.
Dang.
That's just Queens, right? That's not all of New York City.
Mm-hmm. Dang. Mm-hmm. Sorry, Queens. RIP to everyone.
The worst county in New York State right now.
Yeah.
So, you know what a lot of people are talking about? How, America's pretty huge, right? There's these different perspectives on the, or different populations are, there's this line, we're all in this boat together. It's not actually. You know what I mean? Because there are people right now who don't feel like anything's different. And then there's other people who live in the middle of Queens and are watching people die around
this
them.
You've
got really different extreme experiences of this virus across the country.
Yeah, sorry, Queens. Yeah. Rest in peace.
Yeah, 890,000 total cases in the United States.
Yeah, we should have a moment of silence for that.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yeah, respect to all those who are showing up to take care of people, though, right?
Yeah. And
so, but this is the anything but COVID show.
Yeah.
Yeah. So maybe we should get a little bit off that.
Yeah.
And let's listen to some music. Just get us a little bit in the spirit.
Just been playing video games.
You know, just trying to stay positive throughout this whole thing. Trying to keep my spirits up and whatnot.
So, Phoebe. I've heard that you have. Gotten a pupper.
Outed on the radio about it. Yeah. We decided to rescue a puppy from the Humane Society. Yeah, felt like a good time to do it because it's tough out there. So, and you know, our dog Duchess, who a lot of y'all met, is awesome, and we were like, she could use a buddy. So they've been like getting to know each other and having a real good time. He's right here, actually. He's walking around. He's finally stopped barking. I appreciate him. But
you gotta send us a picture, I'm telling
you. Yeah, I wanna see what he looks like.
I know. We're gonna get you some pictures. So but he's real cute. Yeah. And you know, way to keep spirits high.
Right now.
So I know
has
this...
something to focus on, right? Yeah,
puppies always make everything alive. Better. Right.
So I know this song wasn't really on the playlist and wasn't for me like scheduled to be played. But I've got this song by Lil Uzi Vert called Sauce It Up. I used to bop this song a lot. Like, this used to, like, Uzi this days, like, he now makes up, like, a good majority of my playlist just, like, with, like, songs that have been out, plus leaks, plus like, you know, everybody else is, like, it fills up my playlist just about, and I have a whole bunch of different playlists, and this is, like,
I don't know.
Is, like, some of, like, the old stuff that I, like, that I just, like, used to listen to, so.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm looking at him so mad right now. He used to play this all the time.
Every single day. Every single day. I swear, I had to.
All right, give us a taste of what makes you vibe.
Okay, and we'll be right back.
Going down, down, down.
that little Uzi Vert. Okay, welcome back to the Clubhouse Radio. So, I am DJ Popcorn.
I am DJ Sean Money.
And this is DJ Phoebs.
And we are back to bring you another beautiful half of the show that we have left. We don't have a super duper large amount of time left.
What's so, our time looking like, by the way?
So we've
we got 15 minutes.
Yeah, 15 minutes. So we can just talk about some stuff that's been like going on in our lives, I guess.
So what have you guys been up to besides whatever, you know, anything? Any reading, writing, song making, collabs? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, song making. As you know.
Any leaks?
Leaks?
I mean, for me, I've been trying to, like, find that balance between taking in the news and having creative outlets to process the news and, like, staying sane in my own brain about it, right? Definitely. But, you know, it's... We talked about the numbers. I think one of the pieces that's just, like, getting harder and harder, and it's always the case, right, but it's still hard to hear, is just, like, how differently people are getting impacted by what's going on with this virus. And, like, I read this poll that said that 23% of Black Americans know somebody personally who's died from the virus versus only 6% of white people, which is just, like, goes to show you once again, it's like, damn, like, wow. That's a totally different experience of this thing, you know, and like, it's for so many like reasons that like, they just are unfortunate. You know what I mean? It's like, because a lot of Black people are doing essential work. They're essential workers. They're doing essential work. So they're more exposed than white people are, like, decades and decades and decades of like not having health services the same way, right, has made people more vulnerable. 'Cause if you have a pre-existing health condition, you're more likely to die from this thing, right? So it's just like, you know, these sorts of crises sometimes are like played off like they're equal to each other, and then it's like everyone's in the same boat, and the reality is like that's not true in America ever. You know, like
that's what you've been doing to keep sane,
trying to like make sense of it, right? And like do, and it's also like, what do we do about it, right? You know, because it's easy to feel hopeless in the face of like bad news and like the same news, right? But it's like, what's inspiring? And like, you know, I think like at the same time, I can talk about a story that's like, oh, these communities are suffering more. I can also tell a story from the news that's like, these communities are responding and are resilient and brilliant and like getting food to each other's neighbors' doorsteps and like figuring out how to make this work. So like, it goes both ways, right? Like, that's the balance for me. It's like, okay.
I feel like it just goes both ways. Like, if if like some of us are like, some people that I know are like not super duper respectful about the situation, and then like there are others who like actually care about like the safety of other people, who are just like, oh, okay, this person doesn't have toilet paper, so they're gonna fight. That's pointless. No, I understand why like people are fighting, because like, you know, these are pandemic, like, our essentials. Like, these are things that we're gonna need, and if this is like, this like goes on for like a little bit more time, like this can be like super duper worrisome. This is gonna be like a zombie apocalypse, not just a pandemic.
I mean, one of the things we were talking about earlier too is like, I don't know, y'all are out of school. You've been out of school for how long now?
About almost 2 months.
Yeah,
2 months, right? And like, maybe you'll be out the rest of the year. Who knows, right? New York. So. But like, what's open, like, how is that changing your like perspective of yourself in the world, you know? Because like, when you're in school, it kind of feels like you're contained. There's like the young kids are contained in the school, but now it feels like you're of the world, like everybody else is differently.
Like, it just feels like I'm way more appreciative of
more things
now, because like, not a lot of people in the world like have it as I do. Not a lot of people like get the same opportunities as me, like get the opportunity to come on this radio show, which I'm very thankful for. Thank you guys. Thank you WGXC, thank you DJ Kansu, thank you DJ Phoebs. Thank you DJ Sean Money, he's looking at me. So I just like wanted to thank you guys also for listening to this week's show, and possibly last week's, depending on who listened. You know. But
I would just like to say, before we get out and everything, what I've been doing is listening to a lot of Lil Phone Posit.
because I've just been vibing,
you know.
And hopefully, in the future, I hear more hits.
Just look at me, man. Or so inspiration.
Or I don't know who he is, but hope one day I get to meet him, and I hope one day I get to collab with him.
Bro, I'm right here, bro. You don't gotta idolize it.
It's not a secret.
Oh, you're, no, it's not a secret. They know.
Oh, Lil Phone Pause is you.
Yeah.
Oh.
It's not a secret.
If you didn't know, now you know.
Oh, I never knew
that.
If
you didn't know, now you know.
Yeah. So now you know.
If you didn't know, now you know.
And I'm Shamani. Go look me up.
Yeah.
Shameless plug.
I'll, you know what?
What about you, Shamani? Like, how does this whole shift in, like, the world make you, like, affecting how you see yourself in it?
I've been pretty chilling, vibing. Like I said, writing. It's surprising because I never write. I mean, like, to music at least.
He honestly gave up until me. Until
way to bring him back in.
Yeah, no, I had to.
I started falling off. The person I got into.
Wow, look at me.
Rapping, low key.
I just got another follow on SoundCloud.
That's great.
Look at me, man.
Hopefully.
What kind of, like, what's inspired in your writing right now? What's getting you to write again?
Just trying scooters, to keep myself out of
beats.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Just trying
but
to.
But like what?
Yeah.
What's your to, what are your lyrics made out of?
A whole bunch of things, like real stuff, funny stuff. Trying to like push myself to the point where it's like I'm not doing too much like real things to the point where it's like, oh, not everybody can relate to this, but then I'm also gonna put out some that are like, oh, this is super relatable, like this happens to me all the time. Like, you know, I'm just like, I want to like touch a bunch of like communities, like, you know, like for me it basically, like, you know, like the rap community is like basically like just my home for like right now. But right now I'm just like focusing on like trying to like put myself out into other genres and just like
trying to
get myself on a bigger platform and, you know, push my music harder than I did before.
I will say this, that this time I'm bigger and better, and hopefully I can switch up my flows.
Yeah.
And my genres.
Definitely.
Yeah, respect that.
It's just something like, that's something I've wanted to do too, like, just get
not
better.
Not just like mainstream, right?
Yeah, just like trying to get better, not only just like with my flowing, just like trying to become like more barsy and just trying to like speak to more people. And just be like, it's always like beautiful and just wonderful when people just notice, they're like, wow, this kid has bars. This kid is, this kid, he's real talk. Like, you know, like, he's really relatable. Like,
do you know?
I understand, you know?
Do you know that rapping, me personally, I think rapping came from poetry.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, basically, like, yeah, right? Because you're basically just, you're doing the same thing. It's just, there's a music, there's a beat behind it. So, like, I guess you could say you're also a little more aggressive.
Yeah. And then there's also those points where, like, in my life where it's like I need something that's like kind of like super inspirational, like something that's gonna speak. So for me, I've got a song of mine that I didn't get to play last week because, you know, I cut myself off and I do it every week and I don't know why I do it, but it
would you say you did it this time?
Happens. Huh?
Are you gonna play it now for real?
I didn't say you did it this time.
Huh? No, I didn't do it this time. I
right.
I didn't even play me yet. I can play me.
Yeah, don't
Let's hear, we're talking about your process. What inspires? This, give us a taste.
This isn't new, but all right. This is actually,
it's oldie but a goodie.
Yeah, this is old but a goodie. But this is like, this is that song that I got most of my recognition from, but most
but a little
of my
bit
recognition,
of
but like a good piece of what like some people know me from. So I'm going to, like, let you guys listen to this, and hopefully you guys enjoy it. Just if you enjoyed this song and have any song recommendations, you can email us at ourtownourtruth@gmail.com. I repeat, ourtownourtruth@gmail.com.
And if you have
give us those song requests.
Yeah, I was just about to say that.
Give us some song requests. Yeah. So I'm going to let you guys listen to my song called Diamonds by Lil Phone Pause. And... ooh. Yeah, we'll come back to do shout outs.
Diamond Frosty, look like Elliot. Yo, what the neck? Elliot. That's a check. top, low top, check.
6G and 4 for real.
Diamonds frosty, look like Elliot. I don't want the bitch, I want the neck. I shoot 30s, hit him, that's a check. I got bitch rolling up the tech. I just flip my wrist out, new Patek. Verified in life, look at my check. High top, low top, check. Looking down on niggas, that's a flex. Call me legends, that's Apex. High top, low top, check. High top, low top, check. High top, low top, check. Say I'm ugly, but see, really, I don't give a f. I just been worried about my bag, and I've been getting up, stacking up, packing up, all my money, racking up, all these niggas backing up, all my niggas acting up, all this money adding up, all this I'm wrapping up, all these niggas cap too much. I'm out here high top, low top, balling. They ain't catching up, on the phone they tapping up. Like the Hulk, I'm smashing up. They say I ain't black enough. I got the fucking puff. She was bad, but I won't cuff. Like a wolf, she huff and puff. Lately, I just been so stuffed. Orange hoodie, Geo puff. UFO, I'm taking up. Fake numbers, I'm breaking up. Like homework, you get duffed. My shoes, they don't got no scuff. Got that little bitch hush. Seem like I ain't doing enough. Drinking plastic out the cup. Like a lick, I'm flooded up. Lately, I just been fed up. I ain't go to bed enough. Clearly, I ain't right enough. Diamonds frosty, look like Elliot. I don't want the bitch, I want the neck. High top, low top, flex. High top, low top, check. Diamonds frosty, look like Elliot. I don't want the bitch, I want the neck. I shoot 30s, bitch, I hit the head. I shoot 30s, bitch, I hit the head. I shoot 30s, bitch, I hit the head. High top, low top, check. I say high top, low top, check.
No. That was Diamonds by Lil Phone
Box. Was it? Yeah.
Okay.
That was
so
heat.
We are now coming to the end of our time. You know? So
that was such heat.
Yo, I'm glad you didn't cut that off. Finally, we got the full glory. Right. Well done.
It was just...
So we've got, you know the drill. We've got to do this closeout. We're coming to the end of our time. Thank you for listening. Catch us next week and every Friday at 6 p.m. on WGXC 90.7 FM and WGXC.org. If you're 12 to 18, after... This is this disclaimer quick. After the pandemic ends, if you're 12 to 18 and want to get involved in programming our radio show, you may join us for a radio workshop at the Catskill Youth Clubhouse every Thursday and Friday at 5 p.m. Next week on Clubhouse Radio, we will be doing the same thing, everything but Corona. We will finish, well, you know, we're going to finish out our show, but we're going to finish out our show with, you know, some song. You know, just you just love a good song, you know? Like, you can't just turn down a good song.
Yeah.
And so, I've got Trapped This Way by Lil Uzi Vert for the closeout. But first, shout-outs. I want to quick just give a big thank you to Wayfarm and WGXC for making this radio program possible. Thank you to DJ Shaw Money. Thank you to DJ Phoebs.
And hey.
Shout out to the Catskill and Hudson Youth Clubhouses and Mental Health Association of Columbia Green Counties for supporting this program. Also, please donate to WGXC, you know, just to keep our young spirits alive and just listen to our great music and all the good content that we have coming up for you guys. And if you enjoy listening, I want to give a quick shout out to you guys. Just a very big shout out to you guys for supporting us throughout this whole entire journey. For me being here for almost about what? We're almost at like 65 shows.
More than a year, yeah. DJ Popcorn, mad shout props to you.
Been here since the beginning, so it's been real. And
you're keeping people engaged. Thanks for bringing people back.
You are so very welcome. Shout out to DJ Khonsu too.
Yeah, huh? Missed you today. We'll catch you next week.
Yeah, shout out to your new puppy, Penguin.
Penguin. Can you hear him squeaking in the background?